You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
99.9 KISW. We return to the men's room with Miles and Thrill.
Men's room, and now streaming live on YouTube. Check out our ugly faces at KISW Rock. All right, do we have time for a few emails to the men's room at KISW.com?
You've got mail. You've got mail.
One from our question on embarrassing mistakes at work. Early 90s, I was a landscape foreman in Redmond. While spreading a pre-emergent weed killer in a landscape bed with a handheld spreader, which we all know how to do, I did not know it would leach into the lawn and actually kill it. It was the wrong type. Also, it happened to be Les Nessman's home, one Richard Sanders.
Oh, man.
I had to cut out the bad lawn, replace it with sod. Boss was pissed, but I kept my job. P.S. Les's wife was super hot and way too tall. Nice work, Les. That from the lone hippie. All right, let's see here. Birthdays brought to you by Men's Room Roasted Red Salsa from San Juan Salsa Company.
Dip responsibly.
Good afternoon, gentlemen.
Good afternoon.
I want to wish my brother Nick a very happy 27th birthday today. Please have the captain and Aussie Ted wish him well in his endeavors. And if Mike the pretentious Bigfoot is around, maybe recommend a local beer for his enjoyment. Thanks, y'all. That from Cameron.
Yes.
Ooh, well, ahoy there, and happy birthday. Well, wishing you luck on your future endeavors. It depends what you endeavor to do. If, like a lot of people, you endeavor to slide yourself between the legs of the Land O'Lakes lady, just let it be known, she has a penis. Crunchberries. Don't act like you don't know Aussie Ted.
Ted here from Melbourne. You know what you gotta do for the birthday? What we always do. You gotta go down under. Maybe take a walk. Take a walk about in the bush, Mike.
Jesus. On the bush, you say? Speaking of endeavors, that's the new IPA I recommend. It has notes of pine cones and Beetlejuice.
Oh, shout out to your birthday. Shout out to my beautiful new wife, Kara. It's her 29th trip around the sun. Maybe an owl hitting the window. And everyone talking all over each other about shooting guns. She runs a gun store and a shooting range. Lots of love from her husband, Edmund. Now, let's see.
Well, I'm going to assume that kind of guy who wants to fire a nice little thing that's called
go to the
gun guns. Ball stand
rifle, man. All right, guys, here you go.
Happy birthday to you. Yaws of Dirty Germans brought to you by Men's Room Original Sausage. Available through Uli's World Famous Sausage, mensroomlive.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Looking for jewelry that feels as good as it looks? Jenny Bird delivers modern designs that are comfortable, easy to wear, and effortlessly versatile. Every piece makes you feel instantly on trend without trying too hard. Need to send a gift they'll be sure to love? Jenny Bird ships fast, and the packaging is thoughtful too. Jenny Bird isn't just jewelry. It's your new favorite style essential. Explore more at jenny-bird.com and get 20% off your first purchase using code ONTREND20.
The fine retailers. Shrinefly.
No. The men's room wants to know.
Oh, it's okay. Go ahead. Go ahead.
No, if you had more, go.
Oh, okay.
I thought you were telling me to go.
Oh, thank you. Well, no, I got a couple more.
Okay.
Subject, Ted's Hot Balls. Oh, guys, since apparently everyone is always reminding Ted that his bees are hot, I can only assume everyone else is jealous. So I figured I'd help you guys out.
No.
There is a product called Testacuzzi. Make sure to click on the mid-screen for something I believe Thrill needs also in his life. Cheers, guys. That's from Andy.
Testacuzzi.
Yeah. It's like a little miniature jacuzzi for your...
Oh. Yeah.
Jacuzzi or koozie?
It's a cooling little hot tub or cool tub
like, yes. An ice bath.
Yes, exactly.
But for your testicles.
And a couple comments on our YouTube channel.
Shout out to Andy for the dungies.
Guys, really digging the live stream format. I'm so hyped for the video streaming. You guys have no idea how long I've waited for this. I use sound effects on my channel because of you guys. So stoked. Here's another. This is on YouTube. Feel bad for the Men's Room Archive Guy channel, but oh well. Don't understand that. Really cool having the stream going. Now that you're on YouTube, you should bring back Stunts on a Dime. Another one says, welcome to the 21st century, Men's Room.
Thank you.
And another one. This is fun for all us listeners, but it's got to cramp the hell out of your style. Having to be concerned about your facial expressions, not being able to make crude hand gestures when the caller is being annoying, etc. Your radio host. Lack of visuals is hopefully one of the perks.
It is one of the perks, and that was something that we kind of thought about at the beginning of this week. And then I realized deep down, I don't care.
Nope.
Yeah.
I don't care.
That's exactly
hand
right.
Gestures, the faces.
Now you get to know what we think of it.
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
I'm just worried about a couple.
One of these.
All right. No, I'm down with that. No.
There's a.
Kono, it's a 508. We will drink and toast with
are
the shot.
Are you sure you
today.
Weren't on camera?
Damn it.
You got that guy over there.
But first.
No. The Men's Room wants to know who sucks less.
Yay, time for Who Sucks Less.
Ted Smith.
Steve the Thrill Hill. You bring us three stories from the news each and every week. They always suck.
Sitting on a dead spot.
It is up to us to determine out of the three stories which one sucks the least.
Ted, I don't believe anywhere in here is a dead spot. I don't know that as a fact. I just like to err on the side of caution because I am up to no good.
Now, if you follow me on the Men's Room on Facebook, the debate is already underway on who sucks less.
Yes, indeed. And like I said, two of these stories, our very own Mike Hawk brought us in headlines, but they bear repeating. So let's just get to it. As always, Florida represents because Florida can't help itself. Now, let's say it's annoying when someone asks to go ahead of you in a checkout line because they only have a few items, right? So I just got two or three things. Yeah, so what? Well, as if their time's more important than yours. But this takes it to a whole new level. You might recall a 65-year-old man in Florida named Daniel Kennel. He tried to cut in line at a Publix grocery store, but the couple ahead of him declined the offer. So Daniel tried putting his stuff on the checkout belt anyway. And then there was an argument. Well, Daniel got upset. He left his cart and stormed out of the store. Keep in mind, he's a guy trying to cut in line. Anyway, the other couple, they checked out. They left the store. They started loading their stuff into their car. That's when Daniel ran up behind them and sprayed them both in the face with bug spray. He then ran off. Now, keep in mind, at the moment this happens, you don't know what homeboy is spraying in your face. So again, right? He's trying to cut in line. They did not let him cut in line. There's an argument, so he left. They're just trying to load the groceries in. He couldn't let it go. Sprays him in the face with bug spray. Now, the cops were called. They managed to track Daniel down. He was arrested and charged with two counts of aggravated battery with great bodily harm. One of the victims was hospitalized, but it sounds like they'll both be okay.
Okay.
That's weird. Yeah, it's a little weird. And then you might...
I'll get you with bug spray.
You might remember the story equally as weird, I would say. A man ran over a woman with his SUV on the first date because she refused to let him sniff her feet and use sneakers. Now, the victim told police that she met 28-year-old Elmonsi Circle on a dating app. Circle met the victim at the Serena Hotel around 2 p.m. on August 24th, and he immediately asked to smell her feet and purchase her new sneakers. All right, so keep in mind, they have just met. These are the first words out of his mouth. She says, quote, "When I got there, he just wanted to sniff my feet.
Smell it.
And I didn't feel comfortable with that. I mean, you can have my sneakers all you want. I don't care. I'm not wearing them. They're just old sneakers. But people like weird things." So she told Circle that she would sell him her shoes for $1,000, but she left them in her car and would have to retrieve them. She also said that she put the high price based on her occupation as a foot model, which is why this guy liked her in the first place, and said that, well, basically, that was her going rate. Well, when the victim momentarily stepped into the bathroom, she said she spotted Circle sprint out of the hotel room and assumed that he stole something from her. So she told officers she chased him into the parking lot, watched him jump into his red Mercedes SUV. He then made a three-point turn and hit the victim with his car, running her over and leaving her with road rash and bruises to much of her body. She said, quote, "I've never experienced anything like this before. I've met a lot of people that have foot fetishes, obviously. Nobody has ever done anything to this caliber." She went on to call the experience, quote, "extremely bizarre." Circle, by the way, he was arrested and charged with aggravated battery. So, Dan, he wants to smell her shoes and her feet. She says, nah, man. So he runs her over, as one will do. And then finally, we have a carjacker. In this case, he carjacked a pickup truck, and he crashed during the police chase. The difference with this is that the owner of the pickup truck was in the bed of the pickup truck. So officers responded to a vehicle theft in progress about 6 o'clock in the morning. The owner of the truck was in the bed of the truck while the suspect was driving the stolen vehicle. Officers attempted to stop the vehicle, but the suspect evaded officers. Well, the truck later crashed, and the suspect fled the scene on foot. He was later apprehended by the department's canine unit. Meanwhile, the victim in the bed of the truck, he was ejected during the crash and taken to the hospital. They didn't provide any information on his condition. And then a second victim who was involved in the crash was also taken to the hospital. It should be noted the suspect was also transported to the hospital with quote-unquote injuries from the dog bites.
Wow.
So there's your three stories.
Jeez,
it's just that simple. We got the guy in Florida. He wants to cut in line. Naturally, the couple he wants to cut in front of is like, no, we don't want you to do that. And they paid the price by getting sprayed in the face with bug spray. We have the man who, on his first date, just wanted to smell their feet.
So that was just a date.
It was a date.
Was it set
it
up
was
for
the
like
a first date?
Okay.
These are the first words out of his mouth. She says no. She ends up getting run over. And the thing is, I don't even think he stole her shoes. That's the thing. She thought that he stole, so he didn't even steal anything. He just ended up running her ass over because he couldn't smell her feet or her used tennis shoes. And finally, the carjacker that stole the pickup, which is not unusual. It's just that the owner of the pickup was in the bed of the truck, and when he crashed at evading cops, ended up ejecting this guy.
So he stole the truck.
Yes.
Yes.
Carjacking would lead me to believe that you have to get the driver out of the seat.
Well, I'm assuming the guy ran up and tried to stop the guy from stealing the car.
And maybe jumped
in the back. Or just jumped in the back to see, even if he's carjacked, he's trying to get in. But then all of a sudden, when that guy gets in there, he has time to jump in the back.
I see what you're saying. Okay,
or he's getting something out of the back. Because keep in mind, a second victim was injured in this, who I assume was in the passenger seat.
I believe it was the car they crashed into.
Oh, okay.
That's what just threw me off. I'm like, is the guy just taking a nap?
I don't know. Either way, his truck and he's in the bed of it.
Well, the foot fetish story is the weirdest one for me. Because it's one thing, okay, look, you're not going to let me smell your feet or whatever the hell you want. I try to buy your shoes because it's too expensive.
Sure.
But then to run someone over.
That, right.
Intentionally. Too. I mean, I don't know if that was... Because she's not going to be in front of the car going like, no, don't leave me. Or she wants to get out of there.
Well, she thought he was chasing him. Yeah.
Oh, she was.
Yeah, because she was under the assumption that he had stolen something. And as far as the article goes, he had not stolen anything.
But she thought so.
Yeah, because he ran out.
Okay. Well, then, based on that, I mean, she's wrong. It seems like he did not really mean to run her over.
That I don't know. They just said he's making a 3-point turn and hit her.
He ran her over.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He turned around.
That's a good point.
Yeah, that does seem odd. I could fathom this guy is just an insane person. So her running out there, maybe he thought something else was going on. But if he turned around and then ran her down, I'm like... All right. You're just running her over to run her over.
Mm. I don't know.
You'd think just running over her feet would have
been all he needed.
Well, I'm going to say the bug spray guy sucks the least in this manner.
Why is that?
Just based on the fact that I don't know. Okay. Cutting in line is not the biggest deal in the world. The other two stories involve people who were injured.
Give my bug spray. One of the two that he bug sprayed did go to the hospital.
I guess maybe to get their eyes washed out.
Breaking bones, but yeah, you're putting bug spray in their face.
I guess out of the three, would I rather be thrown out of the back of a pickup truck? Would I rather be run over by a car? I guess I'm going to take bug spray to the face.
Bug spray.
I think I'm going to bug spray.
That one, to me, can't suck the least.
It just can't.
It's impossible. Because, I mean, you ask to cut in line, you have a bunch of stuff, and just go, no. And that's just pure... Like, I don't know. Then
it's intense, and you waited it out for something that, in the end, is not that important.
Right.
Not that any of these are that important, but that just seems so trivial. Because keep in mind, you didn't get knocked out of line. You wanted to cut in front of someone else, and as most people will say, they said no.
Correct.
Right? I mean, I could be in line at the bar. It's a long, hey, man, can I cut in front? No.
Yeah. I'll let people cut in certain situations, right? Airport, sure. Whatever. I don't know. The grocery store, as much as I like the grocery store, like the only frustrating thing about the grocery store to me is you got to wait in that line.
You do have to wait in that line.
You got to pick and choose which checker outer you're going
and
with.
You grab the wrong one. It doesn't matter.
Do you know where people really care? Ferries. That's where they'll call you.
Yeah, do not cut line
on a ferry. Line on a ferry. That's the one thing that I know for a fact.
Follow me here. I'm going to say the guy in Texas that stole the truck sucks the least.
Really?
Because he was simply stealing a truck.
Yes.
I don't think he knew the guy was in the back.
It was a carjack, though, wasn't it?
It was a carjacking.
That means you're taking him out of the passenger seat.
Yeah, but he's already committing crime. This is my theory. He's already committing crime. Like, the guy in Florida, that was just too weird overall, and he turned around.
You made it a crime in the end.
The other guy, it's like, hey, can I cut in line? It's like, no. And then he bug sprays you. Like, that's just crazy to me. This guy's just got a life of crime, but I don't think he meant to hurt the guy even worse.
Had no intent.
Right. The intent wasn't to inject him out of the truck. It was simply to carjack him and take his truck.
Debate continues on who sucks last.
Not defending it. This is the game. Yeah. Just saying. To me, it sucks the least.
Stand by, Dad.
If you like the men's room on Facebook, the debate continues on who sucks less. All right, coming up at 5:08, we'll drink a toast with a shot of the day. You are listening to the men's.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Looking for jewelry that feels as good as it looks? Jenny Bird delivers modern designs that are comfortable, easy to wear, and effortlessly versatile. Every piece makes you feel instantly on trend without trying too hard. Need to send a gift they'll be sure to love? Jenny Bird ships fast, and the packaging is thoughtful too. Jenny Bird isn't just jewelry. It's your new favorite style essential. Explore more at jenny-bird.com and get 20% off your first purchase using code ONTREND20.
The Men's Room returns with Miles and Thrill.
Coming up to 5:08, we'll drink a toast with a shot of the day. And we do have your headlines on the way at 5:50. But first, quick check with Mike Hawk and some of the stories and headlines he is not working on.
Well, thank you, Miles. Sweeteners found in quote-unquote diet foods could actually hurt the effectiveness of cancer treatment drugs.
Okay.
Yay!
Yay!
Got cancer? Trying to lose weight? Tough luck.
I was going to say, if somebody's got cancer, are we going to get on about their weight?
Right. No, like, no. Come on, man.
Unless the doctor says, hey, you need to lose weight for this or that. But like, look, I had a cousin I lost, you know, 6 months ago. So it was horrible. Right? But like, at no point was going to be like, oh, you're gaining weight.
Right.
Right? Like, she had enough going on. Yeah, right.
The cancer drugs do enough of that already. Like, things are out of whack.
Right. Exactly. You go through, you know this, unfortunately.
You're getting irradiated.
Right. So there was times she couldn't even eat or whatever. She said it felt like needles in her throat because of the chemo. It's like, not going to get her on her if she can if she wanted to eat a whole pizza.
Nope.
Stomach's turning and you're throwing up everything that you're eating anyway. Oh, my God. The diet foods.
Yeah.
Eat what you want. If you're on cancer drugs, eat what you want if it's good. If it's not hurting nothing.
God forbid, if I had something bad like that, like I'd gain 100 pounds in 6 months.
Right. Is beer bad for me? Okay, good.
So we gave my dad a couple beers when he was in hospice. And they were like, yeah, like,
so what?
Sadly, he's in hospice.
Yes.
Yeah. Ain't gonna hurt him.
Hey.
Yeah. Do you give me the NAs or the real deal?
No, my uncle and brother gave him the real deal.
Good. Yeah. Good.
I mean, he only had a couple days left. He looked at my Uncle Tim and said, you know what I really want? It's a Bud Light. And my uncle happens to travel with a cooler. If you run into my Uncle Tim, there's a six-pack of Bud Light in his trunk and peanut butter and jellies.
Good man.
So he went out, got the cooler.
He's just got PB&Js back there?
Always.
How many?
At least like 3 or 4.
Damn.
He takes them to every sporting event he goes to.
Oh, so he's just packing them for... It's not like every day he's got them in there.
No, I'm willing to bet right now he's got some in his trunk and his cooler.
Peanut butter and jelly.
So, right.
He's making them at night.
He ran out to his car. And he got PB&Js. They all had a couple Bud Lights.
Damn right.
So my brother was trying to be cool, and the nurse was like, yeah. Like, I'm not supposed to tell you this. Like, we don't really care. It's not going to mess with his medicine.
It's not making things worse.
Yeah.
Hey, he's at a point where we're just trying to make him comfortable. My grandfather took I think he had a glass of wine in his last week of life. Same thing.
Yeah.
You know, he was dry since my dad was 16, for heaven's sake.
Damn. Oh, I'm going to buy a pack of smokes.
Hell yeah.
Immediately.
Wait a minute. I got three days to live?
Yeah.
I'm going for it.
I'm going to trip on ass and just rip cigarettes.
I'm going to the next dimension.
Hell yeah, man.
Look out.
Maybe I'll die in the middle of the trip. That would be really freaky.
No, the craziest part is...
You just check out?
Yeah. Damn. The craziest one was before my dad got really sick. The last time I saw him a few months before that, I said, Dad, I will take you whatever dinner you want to go to. And he goes, you see these commercials? Long John's. It's like somebody has fish now.
Long John.
I'm like, you gotta be kidding me. It's like Popeyes or something. Not crab cakes, not a steak. You want to go get fast food.
Okay.
It was from Arby's. That's what it was.
Arby's.
He goes, like, and I'm like, you just been watching college ball. Don't let that commercial affect you.
Give that man the dignity he's earned, damn it.
We took him. We got the Arby's.
He went to Nom, damn it.
All I want
to
do after Saturday or Sunday is eat wings and pizza from all the commercials.
Yes.
Those are the two things I want.
And it worked on him.
Pizza and wings. It works on me.
Like I wanted to go to Arby's. Let's go.
You wanted the fish from Arby's.
Good man. Oh, God. New studies suggest that, quote-unquote, green roofs could remove microplastics from rainwater. It's the people that basically put sod on their roof.
All right.
So as the rainwater comes down, I don't know how it works.
Sod on the roof? In the States.
It's a growing trend now.
No pun intended.
Yes. And it's harder to do than you think.
Well, sure.
I know a place.
But do you have to mow it?
No. But I basically.
Weed killer.
It's a lot of. You can do wildflowers. You can do sod.
All right.
I have watched it in the process of being built now for about 3 months.
Get new Scott's roof builder with moss control.
They've had to take it off and do it 3 different times. So
no kidding.
It's not as easy as it looks to do. Because, like, there's a building where I play golf at. They've been trying to do this.
All right.
And it just is not getting done.
Well, there's also those roofs. Are they thatch roofs that they're called? It's the straw, basically. But you also have to redo those as well. So putting that stuff up there does it.
I hate things that need maintenance.
Yeah.
I mean, generally speaking, like, just when you're a homeowner, I'm like, I want to do everything once if I'm going to do it at all, and then I don't want to have to do it again.
And it's right? Weird to me how running it through dirt and grass makes the water cleaner. That is always weird to me. I understand that is a natural filtering process.
I think it makes it more environmental.
Okay.
I don't know. Right, it's still going to be muddy and dirty, but it does not have microplastics. That's all. It's natural.
Aren't you redoing your roof, Mike?
Getting up close.
Get a sod.
Anybody, let me know. Yeah, dude. Yeah.
Do you need a new roof?
Getting there.
Oh, man.
I'll bring my life straw.
Thanks, man. Life straw. Just hook it up to the gutter. Scientists have found direct evidence of an extraterrestrial impact and tsunami in North Carolina.
Impact. Course,
the people.
This happened a long time ago.
Oh, so like a meteorite.
Yeah, something came out there and caused a tsunami.
I thought you were talking about that guy, that UFO that got hit by a missile.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Yeah, that was a wild video.
Time to put your thinking caps on, boys. Time for the Merriam-Webster Word of the Day. It is a G word that refers to any of a class of musician or entertainers of Western Africa whose performances include tribal histories and genealogies. Good luck. G word that refers to any of a class of musician or entertainers of Western Africa.
Guyanese.
Whose performances include tribal histories or genealogies.
Bro, I do not think I'm right. I just wanted to say a word.
The only thing I could come up with was Guyanese.
Right.
Well, my God, it's on the West Coast, right?
I don't know.
It's griot. G-R-I-O-T, griot.
I have to give you my guess.
The T is silent.
The T is silent.
No, griot. The Y added. Why add the T if it's kept it silent? Especially at the end of the word.
It's French.
Still, like, why is it there?
Well, then the French are weird.
Yeah.
We put things there that don't belong.
You see that T, whatever you do. Do not say it to say this word correctly.
Come into my house, I have a stair that goes nowhere.
If I'm in Africa, I'm like, you're not naming me.
No.
We'll name ourselves.
Well, it probably came from them.
Yeah,
right.
That's what I'm saying.
You see that door in the wall, it goes nowhere.
Oui, oui.
This is a drawer that does not open.
It is a five, an entire chest of drawers that are false fronts. It is like the T in
Rio. The TV that does not work. It went in Russian there for a second. My bad.
right. It's like,
I know my accents aren't the best, Ed.
Well, no, like in Canada, like in Montreal, right? Like they actually, in Quebec, they speak French.
Correct.
Yeah. But like when you go down to Louisiana, like that's Creole.
Yeah, it is not.
Like they're using some French words and stuff.
We're speaking
like,
French.
Yeah.
Hey, dude. Yeah. Ooh, are you from France? Very Parisian.
So exotic.
France, you come down here for the mud buds.
That has always been odd to me that we just have that one little pocket of French influence in the southeastern part of the country.
Well, yeah, it's just based on kind of where they were hiding out at the
right.
time.
We're just gonna be right in here.
I remember my one buddy's girlfriend at the time watching George St. Pierre. Why's he got a New Orleans Saints thing? It's like, Saint that's the Florida lair.
Right.
It's French. It's not... Just, but most Americans, right. her defense, would only know it because of the Saints and
on the top of an old fence somewhere.
Yeah, no kidding. The fleur-de-lis.
Mm-hmm.
There's an ultrasound helmet in development that studies that studies show could treat Parkinson's non-invasively.
Oh, nice.
It's a new ultrasound helmet that could treat Parkinson's non-invasively.
You forget that ultrasound serves other purposes. So when you said an ultrasound helmet, I'm like, well, you got a baby in your head.
I also was the weirdo that learned that ultrasound, just within the last few years, ultrasounds are not just put the goo on your tummy and then do that. That's actually an uncommon ultrasound when it comes to women.
With the goo?
Yeah.
Really?
Ultrasounds can be very invasive.
I'm saying when my wife was pregnant, that's my only experience with ultrasound.
Correct. Right? That's the only time I've ever heard of it.
Okay.
What do you mean?
They gooed your ass up.
They grab a wand, Miles, and they goober it up, and then they go
insert?
Yes.
Oh, wow.
Wow. Huh. Okay, yeah, I don't think that.
Hey, I got a Star Wars joke. You see what it looks like on the inside.
Jeez, it was. Sorry, ladies.
Score one for me.
I'm learning more and more every day.
I had to get a bunch of them when I had that vein.
Oh, yeah?
Were they intrusive or just...
No, just the regular goo.
Well, I didn't know, man.
Ted, bend over. We need to go check out the veins in your leg.
Stick this in your anus. Don't ask how it works. It's magic.
We're going to develop a map of your body. There's a cluster of earthquakes that have been recorded off the Oregon coast this week. They just keep going. They're not stopping. They're just rolling.
Oh. Well, they said there's like an underground volcano like a mile off the coast, a couple miles off the coast. It's kind of rumbling its belly under the ocean.
It has been for a while.
Yeah.
Yes.
I would imagine.
I think they've got a camera on it.
It's got a volcano.
And check it out.
Yeah. Cool.
I mean, sort of.
Well, the scary one was Rainier over the summer at the beginning.
Oh, yeah.
That one weekend was like, uh-oh. And now it's been quiet, but still, that was like a... What's going on there?
Is everybody okay?
Yeah.
What are we doing? Anybody know what today is?
National TV Dinner Day.
So close. Anti-Junk Light Day.
Oh, it's also National TV Dinner Day.
It's the, you know, when it's in the middle of the night, you don't want to turn on any lights on when you go into the bathroom. You just got to make sure that you can...
Oh, yes, junk light.
Junk lights like
junk light.
Blue light and whatnot.
Turn
light.
On your junk light.
Light that's screwing up your, screwing up your bitch.
Turn on your junk light.
When the lights are down and you need to see where things are going, your junk light.
It's like E.T.'s finger.
It's like a little 1-watt bulb down there that kind of helps you find where things are going.
That's one weird thing about getting water in the middle of the night when you're naked.
Yeah.
Because the light comes on in your fridge, you know. If you just get the cold water, it's like it's right there. It's like a spotlight on your junk. I've got all my windows open. I'm like, is this like a weird show for people?
I do have windows that look out over my neighbors.
I'm just naked all the time. It's like, get my water, man. It's like I'm on stage.
Venus.
I got one neighbor, my next door neighbor, one of my next door neighbors. She has not said a word to me. I wondered if she sees something.
I've seen his junk light.
I've seen it when he's getting snacks in the middle of the night.
I think he eats with the penis.
The three-eyed monster. A new study found that omitting weak points in your academic or professional history may actually help you in the job hunt.
You're telling me that when I lie to my boss, which is what everyone does in a job interview,
mm-hmm.
if I don't tell them where I effed up, they might think that I'm a better employee.
Yeah.
I will be damned.
What do you know?
God, I wish I'd stopped telling them the truth.
But that's just the lies that people tell on a regular basis. In fact, there's a whole lot of them.
The Men's Room Top 10. The Men's Room Top 10.
So these are the 20 most popular lies that we tell each and every day. This comes to us from lawyersmutual.com.
Oh, that's a sexy group.
Yeah, look out. So common lies that we tell. Bottom of the list, there's actually a whole bunch of these that they have there. I would never lie to you. If anybody ever says that they don't lie, Abe, or that they would never lie to you, they are.
Yeah, for sure.
That is a lie in itself. Everybody lies to some degree.
Of course.
Correct. It's what it is. Even white lies are said to protect people.
You know, still lie.
Even if you don't say anything, by not saying something, you still know you're lying.
See, and I wondered about that one. Does actually count?
Well, okay, like I don't know. What's a good example? Like if you're...
Is my baby cute?
Should I say this or not? Okay?
Right.
Right. And I'm just quiet. And I don't say anything. My thoughts...
But you're not lying.
I'm just not saying...
You're not trying to convince them of something different.
If I robbed a bank, right? And you said, guys, did you hear that the bank was robbed? And I'd be like, no. Maybe you don't say anything.
Then
oh,
you're
wow.
lying. But if you say, I did hear that.
I'm lying.
You're not lying. I did hear the bank was robbed.
Right. But am I lying if I say that?
No. You're not confessing to having done it.
As long as they're the first person to tell you that the bank was robbed. You didn't hear that it was robbed. Okay. You just did the robbing.
All right. I'm just not talking about it.
That's right.
You can't be buying a round of drinks, like throwing money around. Like, you guys hear about that bank?
Yeah.
Anyhow, I'm going to go strip club.
Anywho.
Like, what?
Next on the list of the most popular lies that we tell every day, it's the lie that dudes hear all the time.
Happens to everyone.
I have a headache.
Oh. Oh. You're not the only guy.
Yeah.
You just feel you're like
not,
it right now.
You're not the only one that's happened to.
Damn. It happens to a lot of guys. Then you think, well, how many guys have you been with?
It's been a while.
Don't worry about it.
No, it hasn't.
That could happen.
Let's see here. I'll try to make it. How many people have you guys in your career told, you know, what do you do for a living? Oh, I work on a radio show. Oh, very cool. What's the show? It's the Men's Room. All right. What station is it on? KISW. Oh, I'll have to listen sometime. I know you're not going to listen.
And it's okay.
Right. It's fine.
Yeah.
If you want to, come listen to it. We're fine. Don't worry about it. We're doing okay.
One of my favorites is, what do you do? I work on the radio. Do people listen to radio anymore? I don't even listen to the radio anymore. What do you do? I'm a doctor. I don't believe in doctors. I don't even go to the hospital.
Right.
I just wait for something to go wrong with my penis, and I finally go to an ER.
If it's not Sunday Night Football, you invite me over after about 5 p.m. on a Sunday. Like, that's the best you're getting.
It ain't happening.
I'll try. Yeah.
Right.
I work in a tire store. Yes, I don't use tires.
Yeah, don't let them bug. I'm like, I don't care. Yeah, your opinion doesn't matter.
Exactly. Yeah. Hey, Steve, where's that thing? I have no idea where it is. Yeah, you do. You just don't want to go grab it.
That's very true. I say that all the time.
Right. I don't know where it is.
Hey, man, did you get that email? I don't know.
Right.
I know I did. But chances are, if it didn't say birthday request, I exit out of it.
Sometimes I'm downstairs and the wife is upstairs and she says, where is that thing? And I say, I don't know where it is. Now, I probably could know where it is, but it's upstairs where she's at.
Yeah.
That one seems a little odd, though. Sometimes I just don't know.
Well, sure.
Yeah, sometimes
you do. Then you wouldn't be lying.
But sometimes you do.
It's almost like the thing like where you're like, I don't know where you think I put your stuff.
Yeah, that's what it kills me.
Why are you asking me?
Right.
What did you do with my
purse?
I don't ever touch your
bag. I don't carry your purse. I have no idea.
Where's my keys? I did not touch your keys.
Wherever you put them?
I know where mine are.
I guess you're right. I have done that to somebody before. I knew where she put the keys. Mm-hmm. I just wanted her to find them.
Yeah.
There you go.
Same thing with the kids.
Mistakes.
Dad, you know where so-and-so is? Wherever you left it. And yes, right. I do know where it is, but I'm not going to tell you.
And if I have to find it, I'm eating all these dino nuggets.
Yeah, then they can find it real quick.
I'm eating dino nuggets every minute till you find it. Head first.
Biscuit. Oh.
Most popular lies that we tell every day. You haven't changed a bit. Yeah, you have. You suck now.
Oh.
I don't know if I said now. No, I don't think I would say it.
I don't know that I've met somebody that hasn't changed a bit.
You could do it also, though, kind of demeaning way.
Right,
because like they're somebody,
hey. Right, we're like, you know what? You haven't changed a bit.
You have not changed at all.
You've changed a bit.
You've changed.
Keep being you.
You've lost weight.
That's, well,
I wouldn't lie to somebody.
I don't think most. It is awkward when you say to somebody, like, man, you look good. And they're like, actually, I haven't lost any weight. Like, oh.
Gained weight.
Well, you look good.
But you look good.
Yeah.
Right? And the thing, you can tell someone they look good and immediately goes to the weight thing. Like, that's not at all what I'm saying.
Right.
You look fat, but you look good.
Found this out Saturday. Compliment a woman's new hairstyle before her weight loss.
Oh, 100%, dude.
I didn't pick up on that one.
No.
Yeah, pro tip. Earrings, necklaces, hair. You bet.
I don't notice any of it.
Nobody does. But as long as you just say it, if you notice earrings for a second, like, nice earrings. You
like my wife like will tell me, I am getting my hair done today. And I can make a mental note. Okay.
I know.
Something to pay attention to when I get home. Otherwise, it would take me like a month. But like, did you get a haircut? She was like 4 weeks ago. Yeah.
I'm trying to make the question. Because I'm always like, do you remember where we were the last time I wore this dress?
Nope.
No.
No.
This is really going to...
I don't remember you ever wearing that dress.
This is a setup. This is not going to end well for me.
No, it's not.
I don't know what to say.
I'm blatantly honest. I don't.
Right.
I mean, I'm so sorry.
Should I?
It was what I wore when we met.
Oh, all right. Well, yeah.
I was looking at your breasts.
I didn't. Man, my bad.
You know where your cleavage was when we met.
And you haven't worn it since then. Is that what I'm getting?
Most popular lies that we tell every day, you open up a present from your grandma on Christmas. Thanks. That's just what I've always wanted.
I would not add that many words, but I will say thank you.
I agree.
You don't need to add those many words. A gift is a gift, right? Yeah. So thank you. I'm not glad I got this, but you know, thank you.
Right.
I know you tried.
Anybody done this one? I'm on the way.
Sure. Well, if I'm on the way.
That's the whole thing, is that you're not quite on the way yet.
Oh.
Yeah, you used to always be my go-to at the way. Are you coming over from the bar? I'm on my way.
Check.
One more round.
I'm cashing
out. No, always got one more round.
Well, you got to cash out with the one more round.
Right.
One more and then wrap it up.
Yeah.
Yes, I would do that.
Yeah.
And she would even tell me, like, when you say you're on your way, I know you're not on your way. I'm like, right, well, it's kind of like our code. I will leave after I get one more round. And you know that's what it means, so why even do that?
That's right.
Again, it depends on the person.
Yes.
Like there's a lot of people might say it, and they might be a few minutes late. Then there's other people that are chronically super late.
You know, blatantly they're not.
Right, right.
I never got your message.
I say that all the time.
Okay, and I know that all of you are doing this as well. You get that message, you know, you got the notification that you have a text or a message or something like that from them. You pull down the notification and just try to proofread as much as you can so it doesn't show that you've read it yet.
Yeah, exactly.
So that I can comprehend my answer so that you're not freaking out that I'm
good on text. Like, if you text me, then I will read your text. It's emails at work. I know I should care, but I honestly, truly, deeply, passionately do not care. And if it's that important, someone will let me know. That's my thing. So we will get birth there. Basically, if it's from a listener, I'll read it. Anything that does a corporate thing, I'm like, they'll let me know.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't matter. Mm-hmm. Doesn't matter. If it's that important, they'll let me know. And I know it's a horrible way to go through life, but it is the exact truth. See, even when you get the, hey, we sent you an email. Like, we both know I didn't read it. Castle said it the other day. Hey, man, an email was sent about something. He looks directly at me.
Was
goes,
it?
Throw, you probably didn't read it because I know you just X out of it. My like, cool. As long as we know.
I just like how happy Thrill and I were like a week ago.
Oh, yeah.
We all had to do something. I turned to Thrill and I go, it's just Migsy and Danny V on this.
Yeah, that's right.
Not us.
It's always me. It'll be like, hey, everyone nationwide at the company has done this except D. Ted Smith, Steve Hill.
Right? Yeah.
So we get
this
email.
Is that what it really said?
There's been a couple.
Yeah. Oh, really? And it's always me and Ted. And Ted turned around, it's like 3 weeks ago. He goes, and I know what you're talking about, man.
Yeah.
It's me and Danny V,
sometimes,
brother.
Oh, sometimes I'm protesting because they're just so dumb. Like, I mean, I've got to do heat training. So I figured I'd wait till the fall. And then I'm going to take it. Heat training. I'm not kidding you.
Heat training.
What to do in the heat.
Oh, yeah. I do remember that.
Yeah. Heat training. I'm waiting till the fall to do it.
I didn't even know it was in our email.
That way I'm prepared for next year.
Yeah.
You know, you guys don't.
You didn't take heat training?
You know what? I declined to answer it this time.
Okay. Yeah.
I've heard of other employees within these halls that just don't do it until corporate gets mad, period.
That's generally what I do.
There's no even waiting until the end of the year and cramming all of them. They just don't ever do them.
I get you get the, like, hey, man, seriously, you need to
no.
go. Then it's like, all right.
Fine.
Yeah. Okay.
And then I'll leave you with this last and final most popular lie that we tell each and every day, and nobody in this room has ever uttered this phrase because it's inaccurate. I only had one beer. No, we only had two.
Two, correct.
Two is the answer.
I'm stuck with two.
Yeah.
One's not believable. Two is not too much.
It is very rare.
Yeah.
Again, it only happened to me as I specifically wasn't drinking on a weekend, but I got iced, so I did have one drink the entire week.
Right.
A murderer may have given away the identity of his accomplice, but you'll never believe how, Miles.
How did he do that?
Tell about it at 5:50.
Thank you, sir. Headlines are coming up at 5:50 in the meantime. Have we made it to drinking time?
Somebody out there deserves to be recognized. And the men's room knows just who it is. So to you, we say, bottoms up, sailor. You're the toast of our shot of the day.
Drink time it is, and as usual, we head to the drink desk and Steve a Thrill Hill to find out who we're toasting.
Yes, indeed. And today we toast the Cornwall Wildlife Trust of Cornwall, England. And as the name suggests, the Cornwall Wildlife Trust, they are focused on the conservation of wildlife. And one of the tools they use is trail cams, which is not so unusual. But that way they can observe animals and their habitats. And recently, one of the trail cams captured footage of a beaver at water's edge, just doing what beavers do. But this is what they observed. And if you ever want to be a shot of the day, this is all you have to do. Yeah, that's right, the old double fart from the beaver.
Huh. Beaver fart. That sounds like a shot.
It really does.
There's
it
a
is.
Duck fart. But there should be a
I'm thinking the duck fart. Yeah.
It should be a beaver fart.
So the beaver fart, but again.
A shot.
I just like the term beaver cam.
Beaver cam, yeah. The beauty of this is, after the beaver farts.
Don't Google it.
That's an OnlyFans page.
It disappears.
Don't Google that.
Like, it's on camera, it farts, it looks at the camera, and then rolls out. Like, that's my kind of beaver, you know?
It's just a video of the tunnel for Oregon State football.
Beaver cam.
Beaver cam. So we pour this booze and we drink this booze because we think it's yummy.
Yummy!
So over the tongue and down the throat party in our tummies. Down the hola, bitola.
Hey. Yep.
Let's get a contestant online there for Profile This, 206-803-ROCK. Profile This is next.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
A message from a former New Yorker presented by Street Easy.
What we all miss the most is the food,
the Chinese food.
Any decent Chinese food or pizza, New York City pizza.
I'm not driving 35 minutes for a decent slice of pizza, okay?
There's no pizza, there's no bagels.
The bagels.
Man, I miss some bacon, egg, and cheeses, man.
I have three Thai places on my block.
Get the local expertise you need to never become a former New Yorker. Go to StreetEasy.com to get started. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Incorporated, which has licenses in all 50 states.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.ME for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.